Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get for my pain? A trait desire. And I.
Oh,
It's such a perfect day.
Is that a real song?
We just keep hanging on.
Is that a real song? I know I heard her in the score from her. Is that a real song?
It is a real song, yeah.
Is it a new song or is it like a song from like the 60s or 70s?
Actually, you know what? Let me check here.
Because it's a very catchy song.
Every time I watch that commercial, I'm just stuck to it, man.
It's a very catchy commercial. I mean, it's so good that it makes you want to get a PS4 and play with a friend.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, welcome, guys, to iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, Will, Willie Boy Remote. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Mac? What's up, folks out there in radio world?
Yeah, so, you know, that song I just played was the official commercial for the PS4. And, you know, like you just said, when that commercial comes on, it makes you want to buy a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that. That's probably the best PS4 commercial or PlayStation commercial in general that I can think of.
Wow, I mean, they had a lot of good original PS1 commercials. They had a lot of good ones back in the days. But, yeah, this is PS4 one is awesome. I mean, this is easily the best PS4 commercial.
Oh, yeah, I can't think of any other that stood out like this.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. If you watch the video, you know, you're seeing stuff happening to the friends are doing stuff to their friends, but
yeah.
It's a little ironic, but I mean, it's a great commercial.
Yeah, the song and the video itself, where they, you know, just act out different, you know, scenes from different games, you know, it's cool. I love it, man. And I'm looking on the website. It looks like it is a real song. It's called, of course, Perfect Day by Lou Reed.
Mm.
Lou Reed.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he just die, like, last year? Late last year?
Let me see. I never heard of him. Well, actually, yeah, I have heard of him. He was in the, wasn't he part of that group?
What group?
Not group, but he had an album, Velvet Underground or something like that.
Maybe, I mean, I think he's the singer or musician that just died, like, late last year.
Yeah, you're right, he died in May of last year. I think he died from liver disease.
Mm.
I never knew that he sang that.
I've heard of the name, but I didn't know what songs or what he's done. But yeah, it's a good song. I mean,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of music aficionados out there who know music and love music are like, yo, man, what the heck are you talking about, man? Of course you sang that song. You know, they're like screaming out there, you know, whatever they're listening to the show. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's like sometimes you know, you heard of somebody, you hear a song, but you never put the two together.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's basically what happened.
Yeah, he was part of the underground. Well, he was part of the American rock band group, the Velvet Underground. So that was the name of the group.
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of that group too.
Yeah, so he was a singer and songwriter for them.
Mm.
So rest in peace. But yeah, that song is catchy.
Yeah it is.
But Will, I know you're not feeling too well. You said you have a cold. What is it?
I feel a little cold, but, you know, I'll be all right, you know.
This is damn weather, man. Every time you think it's going to get better, it gets even worse.
Yep.
You know, it snowed again this week. I had to work from home this past Wednesday, which wasn't too bad, I mean, but still, I mean, when I had to go to work the following day, you know, it's all, the street is just covered in snow everywhere. It's all slippery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's dangerous out there right now.
Yep.
You got to watch your step and wear some boots.
You're literally walking in a winter wonderland.
It is, man. We're in a polar vortex part two, I hear.
Mm.
And it was snowing earlier today also.
Mm.
So it looks like the snow will never stop.
Mm.
It keeps coming back, man.
It's going to be July and it's snowing. At this rate.
And the Super Bowl is going to be in the Tri-State area next week. So I wonder how cold it is going to be, you know, in at MetLife Stadium next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is going to be, I think this is the first Super Bowl where it's going to be in extremely cold weather like this.
Oh, it is. It is the first ever Super Bowl.
It is, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Because all of them have always been in, like, Florida or you know, hot places, you know, L.A., you know, those type of places. But, yeah, that was the first. Not only was it the first time in the metropolitan area, you know, New York/New Jersey area, mm-hmm. but, yeah, this is officially going to be the coldest Super Bowl ever.
Man, I'm staying my black ass home. I'm watching this at home, man.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Not going there. No thanks.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You got to pay $1,000 or so at least?
Nah.
Nah.
You couldn't pay me $1 million to stand out in that freezing weather. I'm sorry.
Yep.
But so Super Bowl is going to be next week. And regarding the NFL, there's been a lot of controversy with the Seahawks and their cornerback, Richard Sherman. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you heard the comments from last week, right, after the game with the 49ers?
Yeah, I heard some of it. But, yeah, I haven't, you know. Basically, he was arguing with Crabtree.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
Basically saying he can't play him, he can't hold him, stuff like that. You know, he can't stop him.
Yep.
Basically.
Yep, and he made the game-winning deflection, which helped the Seahawks seal the win against the 49ers. And after the game, you know, when Aaron Andrews was interviewing him, he basically started yelling and telling Crabtree not to talk about him, and that Crabtree is a mediocre player. And, you know, he got a lot of criticism for that because people thought, you know, he sounded thuggish. And some people even went to Twitter and started, you know, seeing some racist stuff. You know, I think that's uncalled for. I mean, I think he came off the wrong way. I think it was unsportsmanlike what he did.
Yeah.
But then again, it's in the moment, you know.
Yeah, you saw the words out of my mind. It's like that, what's the name of that group? Was it Asia? The Heat of the Moment song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know the guy, but, you know, it's a heat of the moment, you know. He got
mm-hmm.
passionate, you know, he just advanced to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know, I think he was very passionate, and he had beef with the guy, so
yeah.
That's why he was really, you know, that passionate.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Aaron Andrews' reaction, you know, during that interview is what, you know, I guess made people want to criticize Rich Sherman because he practically scared her. You know, she probably thought she was going to get robbed or something. But from that interview that he had with Aaron Andrews after the game, people have taken that video clip and, you know, basically done their own remix with it online. And there was one YouTube video that I saw where they made a WWF remix.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Of him being interviewed by Mean Gene Oakland.
Oh, man. This is going to be awesome.
He is the greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you find me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Can I ask a question, Macho Man?
Don't you open your mouth about the bet.
I'm sorry about that.
L.O.B.
That was awesome. One more time.
He is the greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you find me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Can I ask a question, Macho Man?
Don't you open your mouth about the bet.
I'm sorry about that.
L.O.B.
Richard Macho Man Sherman. That's what he called it.
Oh, man, I wish WWE's going to make a joke on that.
Oh, yeah. But like you were saying, I mean, it was in the moment of, you know, it was at, right after the game they caught him, you know, off guard. And, you know, of course he's going to be more – he's going to be – he's still going to have that tenacity and he's still going to hold that grudge against Crabtree since it was just after the game ended. You know, so, I mean, I don't fault him for saying what he said, but, I mean, I think he could have did it in a better way.
It made him look like, made him look like a jerk. You know, he just advanced, you know, and he was just putting salt on the wounds of the 49ers, especially Crabtree.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
You know, like you said, I think it was, just the heat of the moment.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, people should not go to Twitter and start calling him a monkey or saying he's a thug. You know, that's, you're going out of line right there. So, come on. I mean, these players are doing worse things on the field than that.
And off the field.
And off the field, exactly. So let's not get crazy here. But, what else? In other news, Justin Bieber, he got arrested for DUI.
Oh, yeah.
This past week. He got off bail because I think the bail was set at, what, $25,000 or was it $2,500 or something like that?
Oh, I have no idea, but other than that, that's like 25 cents for him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the guy has millions of dollars, so that's a penny for him, man.
Yeah.
And didn't he also crash his Lamborghini or something like that, I heard?
I think he was like in a drag race.
Right. Was he driving, was that when he was driving under the influence? Was that when the police called him?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Well, it looks like he was drag racing and police stopped him and, you know, they tested his blood alcohol level. And at the time they said it was under the state limit, but it appears now that his blood alcohol level was, it was barely measurable, you know. They didn't really have a right to arrest him, but he did go to jail and he did post bail and now he's out. So we'll see what happens. But he's been going crazy these past few months. He's been spitting on people, throwing eggs at neighbors. I mean, this kid is crazy, man.
They found a bunch of cocaine at his house, but they don't think he's responsible.
Drugs, yeah. People want him to go to rehab. You know, it's all sorts of things with this kid.
Yeah, man, that's
bargaining with celebrity
in Hollywood right now, you know.
Yeah, pretty
much.
You
have a bunch of people, you know, bad influences telling you, hey, you could do whatever you want, and, you know, now he's, you know, hopefully he gets his life around.
Well, you know, some people are getting tired of Justin Bieber. Some people are getting real tired of him. There's this guy who posted a video basically cursing Justin Bieber out.
In the news again, and this is serious. He was arrested in Miami for drag racing and driving under the influence. Police Chief Ray Martinez says Bieber was belligerent when he was pulled over and was also charged with resisting arrest without violence.
Is he dead? Did he get killed? That little fucking punk? Unbelievable. Fuck him. Fuck, we're done. Don't you understand? We're done as a nation. This guy, he's going to get fucking a movie now. He's going to get a book deal. How I crashed my Lamborghini. We're fucking done. Give me that money, that little fucking prick. Give me that. You know what I'd do with that money? I'd hire somebody to wipe my mother's ass. That's what I would do with that money. Because they got too much, too fast. Don't you understand? These are the role models we have for all these other little fucking shitheads. It's over! It's over! And I'm the fucking band. We're the Titanic. We are sinking. And I'm the band entertaining you people while we are... I'm 53. I'm breaking my fucking ass. Two jobs. I'm wearing a fucking clip-on tie. And this little prick has the world by the balls and just throws a... What's he got problems? Is it a disease? Was he abused when he was... Fuck him! Let him crash! Let him fucking die! And if I saw him crash and die, I would pull over and eat popcorn while I see his fucking brains hanging from the fucking radiator. Fuck Justin Bieber!
Yo, Justin Bieber got the Corleone family. Oh, I...
You know what the dude sound like? He sound like a cross between Andrew Dice Clay and Beningo.
Yeah.
That's kind of how he sound like, the guy.
I mean, people are really getting tired of this kid, man.
Wow.
Jeez. Like, I'm tired of hearing about him also, man. It's every channel, every newspaper I read is about Justin Bieber.
Well, I'm tired about the story too, but damn, I don't want the dude to die.
Oh, you don't know, I don't want him to die either. I mean, that's going too far, but I mean, I can understand where that guy was coming from, but yeah, that's crazy. But
tell us how you really feel about the dude. Oh man.
What else? This guy in Missouri, 22-year-old guy named Michael Johnson, gay male. He's being charged for secretly infecting 30 other men with the HIV virus. So police were investigating him before this incident. And, you know, I guess one of his lovers went to the police and told him that he had unprotected sex with Michael Johnson, and Michael Johnson gave him HIV. And then when police searched Michael Johnson's apartment, they found videos on his laptop, which included him having, you know, sexual intercourse with 30 men. And he knowingly gave them, you know, the sexual disease without them knowing. So it looks like he's going to be facing a number of charges for that, for not, you know, telling these guys. This guy was like, he's 22 years old. He's a gay male. And he basically infected all these men that he had in sexual encounters with without telling them that he had the virus.
Wow, so at 22 years old, he already has the AIDS virus.
Yeah, I don't know how he got it, but dude,
yeah,
sounds
I mean,
like
you know
he's been...
You know, he's been...
Well, yeah, I mean, I know we...
That's just... I feel bad for the dude, but, I mean, this dude shouldn't be doing... I mean...
I agree with you.
He's putting all these people in danger, too.
I agree with you, man. I mean, at 22 years old, like, I don't know how he got it. I mean, it's unfortunate that he has it, but I mean, he's already to put other people at risk, you know, and not to tell them that, you know, you have that virus. I mean, you're basically, it's basically like
murder,
manslaughter. Yeah, exactly. It is like murder because, I mean, HIV can lead to AIDS, which can lead to someone dying.
Exactly. But you don't care. You just want to keep having his fun and, you know.
Well, he'll go to prison, and I'm sure no one in prison wants to touch that.
Yeah.
They don't. Shit. Because if he drops the soap, nobody's going to want to touch that. They're just going to look the other way. That's fucked up, man.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
He's greedy, man. He don't care about other people's welfare. He just want to...
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I don't know what else to say.
You know, if I had the virus or disease like that, I mean,
God
I would
forbid.
Let... Yeah, God forbid I don't get it, you know, but I would let people know before engaging in a sexual relationship with them that, hey, this is what it is.
Yeah,
you know, and,
I mean, that'd be the decent thing to do.
Yeah, you gotta let them know. And use protection. He did this unprotected.
Not a lot of people do that. They do the same thing that what the guy did, and that's why the virus has been spreading for, like, what, over 30 years or so.
Mm-hmm, yep. But I hope those guys that he infected gets justice for this, because he's going to be spending a lot of time behind bars.
Yeah, I mean, until he died of, you know, I guess, complication of the
virus.
You know, the virus.
Yeah. Fucked up.
It is a mess.
Crazy stuff, man.
Yep.
And
we have another story that's gonna top this.
Well, tomorrow WWE Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
And, into my yeah, Professor Watson, how the hell did you put that music on without?
I think he changed his name to Professor Wyattson because he's a part of the Wyatt family now.
Yo, what do you want, man?
Well, McCurley, I'm here to talk to Willie Boy because I'm trying to get Willie Boy to join my family.
What?
But McCurley?
What? Wait, you want Will to join your family?
Yeah.
Nah,
I want him to come to my house, join my family. I got a bedroom for him to sleep in, butt naked.
Ew.
No, thank you. Why? I mean, why are you not offering McCurley this?
Well, I don't like McCurley.
Well, I don't like you too.
Well, I don't like you either.
Willie Boy, listen. I see you as a son that I've never had before.
Just like Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, just like Daniel Bryan, I hold you in high regard. You know, I want you to come live with me and my family. You get what you want. You get a nice bedroom. You live in a nice house. You get food anytime you want, anytime of the day. We have maids. We have a dog. And you'll get all the money in the world, buddy. Willie Boy.
No, thank you.
Professor Watson, he doesn't want your offer. Why don't you just go away and go... Leave us alone.
McCurley, come on. You know, listen, I ask you this one thing. Let me talk to Willie Boy. I don't even want to involve you in this. This has got nothing to do with you. Let me talk to Willie Boy.
Involve him. Not me. I'm not in this story.
Yeah, man. What do you want? You stalk us? You send us...
Picture
messages and videos and audio recordings.
I mean
we're not your students anymore.
I know that. But still, though, I'm Willie Boy, listen, do you want to join my family, yes or no?
No, I don't. No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Tell me why.
Because if Daniel Bryan can see through your lies, surely I can.
Oh, really? Okay.
And don't even try to talk to McCurley about that, because McCurley is not about that white lifestyle.
Yeah, go away. Like, you have your own family. Will has his own family. He doesn't want to join you, and you're creepy, dude. I mean, I always saw you creepy when we were in Brooklyn College.
Really? Really? Okay. So that's how it is. Well, Will, you'll be hearing from me very soon again. And McCurley, Watch your back. Watch your back.
Was what you would call it was Luke Harper and Eric Rowan with him too?
I guess.
Well, look at the brush. At least he didn't hijack your phone and sing the Wyatt family thing. So.
Yeah, that would have been the worst.
He could have brainwashed you if you sang it.
Oh man. Well, I'm proud of you. I'm proud you didn't take his offer, man. That guy is crazy.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't take it.
Man, for you guys who don't know who Professor Watson is, let me just explain. He's he was a professor at Brooklyn College. And I'm sorry because it's so funny. And he had this sheet. he made us put our social security number. And our phone number, and ever since then, he's been harassing us, he's been calling us. I mean, this guy just won't leave us alone, and we're not even in Brooklyn College. We're like, what, 8 years removed from Brooklyn College? Crazy. Fucking crazy stuff, man. But anyway, well, let's forget about that, man. Let's move on with that.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, you want to get to the Royal Rumble? I know you're going to talk about that on your show.
Right. Before the show comes, interrupt us. Roman Reigns come out of nowhere and spears you. Hey, let's lead off with the Wyatt. Let's lead off with Daniel Bryan fighting against Bray Wyatt, since, you know, his father just popped up a few seconds ago.
Yeah, that match is going to be, you know, I think that match is going to be better than the John Cena versus Randy Orton match.
Oh, yeah, hands down. That match is more interesting. I mean, the build-up, is a lot better than Orton and Cena, because Orton and Cena, they're rehashing the same story they've had, like, since, what was it, 07?
10 years ago.
Right?
Yeah.
Cena got, father got attacked already.
Mm-hmm.
And the other attack was much better than this attack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's the same old match.
We know wrestling is fake. But come on. You can have the same, you can have the same guy. You have the same feud with the same exact guy. You know that guy attacked your dad, and you're not even protecting him?
Mm-hmm.
The restraining order. Come on.
Yeah, it's the same match from 10 years ago. I mean, there's nothing new about it.
I mean, seriously, I have no interest in that match.
I really don't. The only two matches I'm going to be interested in is the Daniel Bryan versus Bryan Wyatt match
and
the actual Royal Rumble match. Exactly.
Of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. I can't even think of anything else that gets my attention. Who's fighting? Big Show and Buck? That happened so many years
ago. I don't care about
ago.
That, man.
That
I don't care about
that.
That
was like 2003.
Yeah, when the ring broke.
Yeah, exactly. That was the only major thing that happened with Brock Lesnar and Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they switched the belt, you know, the title switched hands, you know, between the two of them when they feuded. But, I mean,
nothing's going to change, man.
They hurt. Man, remember to set up the feud, Mark Henry got hurt?
Oh, yeah, right.
It should have been the other way around. I would have been much more interested to see Mark Henry fight against Brock Lesnar than...
That would have been much better.
...than Brock Lesnar against Big Show again. I mean, come on.
Or you could have made Brock Lesnar fight... I wouldn't mind Brock Lesnar fighting CM Punk again, to be honest with you.
I agree with you. You know what? Yeah, because it seemed like they have unfinished... Well, CM Punk did beat what you might call it.
He beat Brock Lesnar, right? Or did Brock Lesnar beat him?
No, I think Brock Lesnar beat him. If I'm not
mistaken. Oh, you see? So that could have led to a rematch.
Yeah, and plus he attacked Mark Heyman with the
yeah, mm-hmm.
candlestick. So they still could have continued that feud.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Now that I think about it, when he did the candlestick, it was he defeated Ryback.
Oh, right, right, right.
Because Ryback was Ryback was fighting, you know, on the behalf of Heyman.
Right.
Even though I think it was supposed to be a 2-on-1 handicap match, and then that's when, you know, Heyman's relationship with Ryback ended.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so there's still unfinished business, either way you look at it. And
yeah.
He still can continue that feud. But the Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt feud, I mean it's interesting. I think they should have made, like I was telling you before, they should have made Daniel Bryan turn, you know, into a Wyatt family, you know, when they kidnapped him. And then last week when he turned, it would have been even more epic.
Yep.
It was just a two week.
Yeah, it wasn't even that long.
He'll turn, basically.
I mean, I knew he was going to turn eventually, but I didn't think it was going to be that early.
I know. That's what I was like. Even after I saw it, I was like, are they going to come back like on SmackDown or Raw and he basically, you know, apologizes to Bray Wyatt saying that, you know, the fans influenced him, but he's back or something? Because it was like so quick. It was such a quick. But, hey, I mean, hey, he's back, so.
I think he'll win tomorrow. I think he'll beat Bray Wyatt tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he'll win tomorrow, too. And maybe surprise people that he's going to go in the Royal Rumble, because as of right now, he's not in the Royal Rumble match. He only has the match with Bray Wyatt. But
yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Hopefully he surprises people and end up being in the Royal Rumble and wins it, and then that will finish, you know, hopefully, you know, rectify the situation between him and Orton, because that whole storyline with Orton, you know, was WWE messed it up, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was an interesting storyline, you know. People were behind Daniel Bryan, and then they stripped Daniel Bryan of the title.
Yep.
Even though we all know Triple H, you know, was behind it, you know, the character-wise, basically, you know, of having the referee.
Man.
And they never address all these stories. There's so many unanswered stories.
Well,
is the Shield working officially for Triple H? Is the special guest referee, you know, in Triple H's pocket? We all know those answers, but WWE never officially admitted it.
Yeah. But let's go straight into the Royal Rumble here, since we have a few minutes. You said Daniel Bryan might be an entry, because I could see him winning it if he is.
Yeah, because as of right now, they didn't say he's an entry. The way how they're making it sound like it's like he's not in. He's only in the match with Wyatt, and he's not in the main event. But then again, you know, it wouldn't be the first time people fought and did double duty.
You're right.
A lot of these people who has matches are gonna be like Cena. He's gonna be in the Royal Rumble. Can you imagine how many kids wouldn't tell their mommy and daddy to pay the pay-per-view if John Cena wasn't in it? Come on. We know John Cena's in it. Even in the commercial, they show him in it, just like he did last year.
Well, here's a big question. Who do you think is going to win it this year?
I think Daniel Bryan's going to win. But if Daniel Bryan doesn't win, that's a good one.
You know who I think? It's someone that you won't expect. Not Batista, someone else.
Is it someone who already won, or is it someone who never won?
A new guy?
Oh, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
You know what? That was my pick. That was my first pick until I forgot about him. That was my first pick until
win.
You know what? I have to agree with you. I think it's Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan if he's in there.
Because, I mean, I think Roman Reigns might fight Randy Orton if Randy Orton holds on to the title or WrestleMania.
Could be.
And that'll eventually Roman Reigns will be a good guy now. Leave the Shield.
Because there's rumors that he's going to break away.
Yeah.
Kind of like how his cousin The Rock did when he was in the Nation of Domination. Which
exactly.
You know, launched his career after he broke away.
But yeah, I'm going to watch that, man. I know you'll talk about it on your show much more in depth tomorrow on Sports Urban Legend. You want to plug that real quickly?
Yeah, check out the show. You know, it's 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Only on Block Talk Radio. And, of course, come back every Saturday at 11 p.m. Check out iMac.
You heard the man. Check out Sports Urban Legend tomorrow at 6. And check out iMac, you know, Saturdays at 11, same time, same place. And so for me, Mac, and my co-host Willie Boy, we'll see you next week.